Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise. Thank you. that if there was an anthem for the church, it would be, tell me what do you do when you've done all you can, and it seems like it's never enough. This may be somebody's testimony. Tell me what do you say when those so-called friends turn away? You're all alone, alone. What do you give when you've given your all, and it seems like you can't make it through? Well, you just stand by your mash when there's nothing left to do. You just stand and watch the Lord see you through. After you've done all you can, you just must have. How do you handle?
How do you handle
the guilt from your past? How do you deal with your shame? And tell me, how can you keep on smiling while your heart has been broken?
for the Lord God Almighty.
Raise your voice and sing.
Feel the warmth of your embrace.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu. Let us pray. Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving, courts with praise. Almighty God, we sing praises unto you, Lord, for you are the rock of our salvation. We come before your presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto you with psalms. For you are a great God and a great King above all gods. In your hands are the deep places of the earth, the hills. The sea is yours. You made it. Your hands formed the dry land. We worship and bow down to you. We kneel before you, O Lord, O God, our Maker. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. You, O Lord, are great and mighty. You are powerful and glorious, victorious and majestic. All that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours. We exalt your kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thy reigns over all. In your hand is power and might to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise thy glorious and holy name. O Lord, our God, you are wisdom, you are truth. You handle the mighty, and you look after the weak. You make sense out of our struggles, and you shine a light on all our broken parts. You promise healing, and you restore the lost. Everything God started in you and finds its purpose in you, you will not be ignored, and you will not leave us alone to struggle in our selfishness. We look to you and acknowledge your presence. And Lord, we shout praises of thanksgiving unto you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are highly exalted. Your name is above every name. We ask all of our prayers in your name, Jesus. Your name is above the name of all sicknesses and diseases. Your name is above depression and poverty and all other names. Blessed be your name, Lord. You are the solution to any problem, and you are bigger than any obstacles we face. We praise you, O Lord, with our whole hearts. We will show forth all your marvelous works. We'll be glad and rejoice in you. We'll sing praise to your name, O Most High. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Let our mouths be filled with praise and with your honor all day. O Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You are wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We praise you, Lord. You are unlimited, almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the true and living God. Father, we praise you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rafi, our healer, Jehovah Nisi, our banner, Jehovah Makadash, our sanctification, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Jehovah Sikunu, our righteousness, Jehovah Shammah, our Jehovah Ruhi, our guide, and Jehovah Elohim, our God. We will praise, we will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. We bless you and we praise you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're about to do in the service this morning. We acknowledge your presence. We surrender completely and totally to you, Spirit of the living God. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Move in our lives in a mighty and a powerful way, Holy Ghost. We surrender completely and totally to you, Spirit of the living God. We surrender to you. Let your perfect will be done, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Not only in this service, but your perfect will in our lives as individuals. Your perfect will in this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, lead us. Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth. We are totally and completely dependent on you. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. We pray for our refreshing in your Spirit, Almighty God. Refresh us in your Spirit, O God. Refresh our minds, our souls, our bodies in the name of Jesus. Let there be a refreshing, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, just as made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you are strong, O God. Father, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Oh, Father God, we drink from your fountain, oh God. We drink, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh Lord, for the refreshing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We praise you. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. How great is our God? There's no one greater than you. Father, in the name of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, let the blood speak. Soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our environment. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thank you for your precious blood, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood. This morning, O God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the sword of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, grandchildren in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews, O God. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our siblings, O God. In the name of Jesus, our grandchildren, O God. In the name of Jesus, our children, O God. Everyone under the sound of my voice, including myself. the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for a fresh anointing this morning, not the anointing from yesterday, O God, but refreshing, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, thank you, O God, for the anointing to empower us to do what you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we thank you that when the enemy came against us, Father God, you raised up a standard against the enemy. We thank you for always, always winning the battle, O God, for us. And so, Lord, we give you praises. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, we worship you, O God. Father God, we thank you for the holy angels that you've sent to guide and protect us and do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for sending your holy angels to guide and protect our children, grandchildren, spouses, nieces and nephews, siblings, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, that the holy angels are here to do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, this morning we thank you that the heavens are open over us, O God. Father God, we thank you for the outpouring of your Holy Ghost, O God, in our lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, we come expectant to receive from you this morning in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we honor you. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Lord, we just adore you. We bless you. Hallelujah. There's no one greater. Thank you for each household on the line this morning. Father, you know what they stand in need of. Oh, Father God, I ask you to bless them in a special way. In the name of Jesus, Father, wherever there's lack, oh God, fill it up, oh God. Give them the desires of their heart, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for oneness. We thank you for unity. We thank you for your love, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against every monitoring spirit in the mighty name of Jesus that is trying to monitor this prayer service. Father God, we use the arrow of God in the name of Jesus. We stop their ears, O God, in the name of Jesus. We shattered every monitoring device that they may have been. They may be using seen and unseen, known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, the enemy will not listen, not in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare this zone no-fly zone in the name of Jesus and the spiritual realm. We declare it holy unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we honor you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We praise you, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Never would have made it. Never would have made it. We're only making it because of you, Lord. And so, Lord, we don't take that for granted. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you for your presence in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah, 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 ramasetariyako. Hallelujah, ramasetariyako, rumasin. In the name of Jesus, yekuriyamasetariyako. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Uriyamasetariyako, rumasantariyako. Hallelujah, ramasetariyako. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us this morning. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning, we're still talking about David, a man after God's heart. Hallelujah. A man after God's heart. If I would say what I would say about David, is that David has a repentant heart. Hallelujah. Yes, David was not perfect. No, he wasn't. But he had a heart to repent. When Nathan confronted him about Bathsheba and Uriah, he repented. If you read the Psalms that David wrote, he always come in with praise and thanksgiving to Almighty God. And there's always a place there for repentance. Hallelujah. And what's one of the things I want you to know this morning, if you desire to be a man or a woman after the heart of God, that is one characteristic that you have to have. And sometimes it's difficult. But when others give this, you forgive them. And then you, in turn, always repent when the Holy Spirit convicts you of things that you have done. You don't have to make a public show of it. But go and ask God for mercy. Hallelujah. Don't be stubborn and don't be double-minded. Hallelujah. Let me bring the word for this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that live inside of me. All of you and none of me, let me speak in your power and anointing. Your word come forth, O God. Let your word be a blessing to each and every one of us this morning. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for this brand new day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. David, a man after God's heart. One of the things that the Lord spoke about when I was meditating and studying this, I don't care how many times you meditate and study, every time he brings you back to it, there's a different dimension that he's bringing you to see from another perspective. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I hear the Spirit of God is speaking. Do not take God for granted. Do not take him for granted. Hallelujah. You must reverence him. Don't get too familiar with him. Remember, even though he's our Abba Father, we cannot get too comfortable in the sense of coming to the point of disrespecting or thinking that he will let us get by with certain things. No. The Bible says in Romans 6, must I continue in sin so grace may about? No. You cannot get familiar. I don't care how many miracles God used us to do. Whatever he's done, we cannot get too familiar. There has to be a line, knowing that he's God, he's the creator, even though he plays so many different roles in our lives. But we can't get too familiar with him in the name of Jesus. The familiarity breeds contempt. And then, you know, when people get very familiar people get so familiar, even we as leaders in a church, there are always a room people will disrespect. They will say stuff that they have no business to say. So there's always a line that must be drawn. And David respected that line. Although he was a man after God's heart, he did not disrespect God in those ways. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And one of the other things, David always inquired of the Lord. If David won this battle, he will not assume. Don't be presumptuous. The other day, the Lord told you to jump 5 times. I'm just giving an example. Now, in this situation, don't go back to jumping 5 times. You must inquire of the Lord. Everything we do, we must ask the Lord. Because David took 5 stones. One hit the giant Goliath. Will he make it like that he should do every time he see a giant, he take 5 stones? No. He has to be always go to God. What should I do? How should I handle this battle? God will give you different strategies for the different battles. The reason many of us go through this trauma of losing battles because we want to fight the battles the way great-grandma fought the battles. And great-grandma's time, there was something different. The society was different. So we cannot fight those battles the way great-grandma did. And there is, it's because of lack of knowledge, people perish. There was some revelation that the Lord just released by certain generations. Hallelujah. And it's those who went deeper, but every situation is unique in its own way. So what am I saying to you? Always inquire of God. Any situation you've been through or you're going through, take it to God in prayer. Hallelujah. David always inquire. 1 Samuel 23, the first inquiry, 1-3. Then they told David, look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah, and they are robbing the threshing floors. The Philistines had besieged Keilah, a fortified city within Judah's borders. Joshua 15:21-44. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and attack these Philistines? As anointed king, David considered himself Israel's protector. He had to protect the citizens of Israel. So he asked, he was the king of Judah, must I go fight? Hallelujah. Must I pursue them? He couldn't go on his own. He could not act without first seeking the Lord's counsel. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord's counsel. And the Lord said to David, go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah. said immediately to David's inquiry and promised that David would save Keilah. But David's 600 men said to him, "We are afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines?" David is telling them what God says. They are afraid. Hallelujah. David has faith and trust in God. But it was a big problem to David if his men were not willing to follow him. What would he do? He cannot be like the former King Saul trying to listen to the voice of the people. No, he could not do that. So it presented a problem. They did not have that faith that David had. But David, when he inquired, his men was afraid of being caught. But David's eyes was on God. Of course, he won the battle. So sometimes, don't listen to what your friends say. Don't listen to what the other colleagues say. You listen to the voice of God. What is God saying about a situation? Your friend's situation is different from yours. Every situation is unique. So you might have more faith than your friend has. So who do you listen to? You listen to Almighty God. And you inquire of God for every situation. Don't assume that he wants you to do it this way or that way. Inquire of God and wait on his answers. Hallelujah. David's second inquiry was 1 Kings 23, 4-5. Then David inquired of the Lord once again. David was not paralyzed by the fear of his men. He went back to God and inquired. He went back to God. He knew that God who said, "Fight the Philistines and save Keilah," would easily make his men willing to follow him. David did not rebuke his warriors. He did not rebuke those men. He said, "Once again, go and fight. You said the battle will win this battle, but look at these men. They are afraid." Instead of him fussing and yelling at them, he went back. So God, he inquired of God. And the Lord answered and said, "Arise, go to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hand." The Lord did not ignore David. Second inquiry. It's the same inquiry he did the first time, but because of the men's fear, he went back to God. Because, you know, only God can change the hearts of men. You can do anything you want to do. Only God has that power to do it in the name of Jesus. So he went back to God. And God gave him the same, said, "I will give the Philistine under your hand." He responded to David's second request. But this time he gave an answer, and God said, David was so motivated by the promises that God has made. And David, and God, what did God do? He moved in the hearts of the men of David, and they conquered the Philistines. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong. If you do not have clarity, you can go to God as many times as you want. But do not take action until you hear. And the third inquiry, 1 Samuel 23:10-11. Then David said, "O Lord God of Israel, your servant has certainly heard that Saul seeks to defy my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me into his hand? Will Saul come down as the servant has heard, O Lord God of Israel, I pray. Tell your servant, and the Lord said, he will come down. Once more, David cast all his care on God. If you notice, David was more concerned about the people than about himself. He was not selfish. He was more concerned about the people. And because he was there, that city became a target. David addressed God twice. He said, by this time, the Lord God of Israel. When he says, Lord God of Israel, what is he talking about? God's covenant title. It is a blessing to recognize our covenant relationship to God. It is always an effectual plea before the throne of grace. The Lord graciously answered him, saying, he will come. Hallelujah. Then David went the fourth time, 1 Samuel 23:12-14. Then David said, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? So don't think you're asking too many questions. Ask God, you are a covenant son or daughter. You have a relationship with him. Even if you need to keep asking and asking for details, so stop asking. Take it to God in prayer. If David asked again, will the men of Keilah drive me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver you. David had good reason to conclude that after delivering Keilah from the Philistines, a citizen would be on his side. But he didn't trust it. Even though he delivered the city, that you know deceit is all over the place, he went back to the Lord. Hallelujah. He didn't say, oh, these people are loyal to me. I know they will back me. Don't ever take that thought. Don't take those things for granted. Take it to God in prayer. He sought counsel from the Lord. Never depend on others' opinions, guidance for your protection. Man will let you down, but God will never let you down. What did God told David? They will deliver you. Hallelujah. Because then there is a fall. All this fighting. And these people will deliver him. So when David stood there, God told him, Saul will come. And these people that you saved, they will deliver you to Saul. What did David do? He departed from that city. He left because God had already told him what they would do. He didn't play and didn't go on a 1,000 days fast. Hallelujah. I have nothing against fasting, but you can know when you have a relationship with God whether you should fast about things you already know, and you can ask God that. Hallelujah. So David left. So I'm just stopping right here with a fourth inquiry, but I want you to see that with each, it was the same city, and he kept going back and inquiring of God. What am I saying to you this morning? God wants us to be totally dependent on him. He wants us to take everything to him in prayers and do not take it for granted that it will just be done. Do not get too familiar because God's ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. Do not do anything without taking it to God in prayer. I don't know who God is speaking to, but there's someone here or maybe one or two other persons that there's something that you have to go through. There is something that you have to make. And that decision could be death or life. It looks good to you. it looks good to what everybody else is saying. God in prayer. Don't presume or assume. Listen to the voice of God. Many people are going into an early grave because they did not inquire of God. I'm talking about Christians. Holy Spirit filled Christians. Holy Spirit filled apostles, pastors, prophets. They cut into an early grave, choir of the Lord, and they did it in there what looks natural to them. What looks natural. And they did it, they look for the human reason. But you are serving a supernatural God. Hallelujah. You are walking by the Spirit of God. So if you're at this juncture in your life to make a decision, I don't care how long it takes, stay in your posture of prayer and wait on the Lord. Let him answer you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So whoever it is or any one of us that have major life decisions to make, please inquire of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying don't fast and pray. You need to fast and pray. Whatever way you have a relationship with the Father. But don't cut your life short because you did not, the Lord. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We praise you for your word, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you will bring these words to us. Oh God, your word, to remember to take everything to you in prayer. And so, Father God, any individual that has a major decision to make, life-changing, you call it life-changing decision, Father God, speak to their heart. Let them make the right decision. Let your perfect will be done. We silence the voice of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who it is, but I see blood. Please, I just see blood gushing out. Please inquire of the Lord. God is speaking in the name of Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. Always inquire of the Lord.
Now I want some folks to put your hands together. And we're going to make some noise. I know that none of you are from the Caribbean back here. But we're gonna go back to Jamaica, and
then
this
is what I just say. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, cause I want to see my Jesus someday.
I want to see my Jesus.